Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your laid-back couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, July 13, 2015.
And what episode is this, Renee?
No, this is your job.
Oh, man.
No. I see what you were trying to do.
I thought you had it.
Were you really trying to put it off on me?
No. It looked like you had it going.
Messed up. Episode 181.
This is 181.
Messed up.
No. This is all on me. I thought you had it.
No, because and that I was looking, not our plan.
And I was looking for you to...
Cover
me on that.
I did a terrible job.
No, it's fine. It was totally totally on me. It really has been. The last show we did was June 15th, babe. So
that's nuts.
You were correct. It has been a month since we done the show. A lot has happened since then, and we just can't wait to catch up with you all.
I know. I missed everyone.
Yeah, missed a lot of folks. We had birthdays, we had surgeries, we had, what all have we had? But even, you know what, before we even get started in that, babe, let's just say hello real quick to the Valentavern. What's going on, everybody?
Woo!
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Who do we have with us today?
We have in the Valentavern, we have JB Hanna is here, always. JK Grammar is in the house.
Yeah.
Muhogan and Zabi are here. Punk Gopher is here. Tondagosa is here. Suggestion Bot and AG Bot. Welcome, the bots.
What's up, bots?
And
bots, the bots.
So, just a quick shout out. This is going to be an off-the-cuff show, y'all.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just to let you know, Ryan Murphy is going to be a dad.
I know. I saw that, on Twitter.
Yep. Congratulations to Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
And Ashley. Woo!
Congratulations, guys. It is amazingly fun.
All the babies.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be amazing.
It is.
Yeah. So June 15th, I feel like I need to pull up some calendars or something like that to kind of just go through.
Tondagosa said lost video feed.
Oh yeah, okay.
Everybody, so y'all aren't seeing what I'm doing. Oh crap! I was going to do something crazy.
Yeah.
So glad I didn't.
Actually it came up and said that the feed was lost, so I wasn't quite sure what exactly was it talking about. So I really appreciate everyone to chipping in the Valentavern. And you, if you're free on Mondays, every other Monday, check the calendar, you know, and you get
to
come.
Ever get back to every Monday?
Huh?
You think we'll ever get back to every Monday?
I don't know. I don't see why not.
The girls are older, maybe.
There is never, I'll never say never. How about that?
Never say never, whatever you do.
There we go. Hey, I'm not yellow anymore.
Never say never, my friend.
I'm not
orange. I give 10 points to whoever can name that, with that song, what movie that song is.
And I give you 20 points if you do not.
Well, I'll give you 30 points if you do.
I give you infinite points.
No, stop.
If you do not.
I give you infinity times infinity points.
There's no such thing.
Yes, there is. I made it up.
Infinity times infinity is like
infinity.
Anything times zero.
Infinity.
It's just zero.
Oh, well, Thundergosa, it sounds familiar, but...
No.
I'm singing it again. Answer. One more time. I'm singing the two lines. Never say never, whatever you do. Never say never, my friend. Something if you come shining through. Well, that's just how it's got to be. Okay, done.
Ooh.
Do you know what movie
ah.
that song is from?
I'm not giving it up because I don't
so
want
you don't know.
People are going to get... They'll lose 20 points. Okay. I would rather have 20 points and not know.
I bet people are cheating right now. Huh? Nope. Punk Go First, not from Annie. But people are cheating.
It's probably
people
something from Mary Poppins or Sound of Music.
Nope. Man.
Great, so there you go.
It's a great classic.
Well, anyway,
but
doesn't matter.
So we're glad to be here. So what's been going on with us?
So Maya had a surgery on the 25th. She had her PDA closed. On the 29th. That was successful. It was a long day. We got up at 4 and we didn't get into the surgery until almost noon.
There was a flub up.
There was a little mess up with the scheduling and stuff. And, you know, Maya was a true trooper through it all. I think she did better than myself or Renee.
Yeah.
In that fact.
I mean, most people, if they're stuck in a surgery, they're not cool.
Right.
Like that, so.
Yeah, and she didn't realize that they were, you know, kind of going over and... So she hadn't eaten for that long time.
Yeah, so we were trying to keep her busy and playing with her, and it worked out.
Yeah,
it worked out. So she was fine the very next day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So for a lot of folks that may or may not know, I mean, it was it kind of goes in through intravenously or through a vein.
Yeah, you know, in her leg.
In her leg. Some people, you know, had questions like, you know, how's the incision going and all this other stuff? And there was no cut, you know?
Yeah, they just poke a hole.
Yep, poke a hole.
So.
And it's just kind of crazy how technology is, you know, and science and medicine and everything else, you know? So that happened. Then I'm going to need you to help me out, babe, because I can't quite remember everything that's going on. So then, we had my 40th birthday.
We did. Jay is now 40. We celebrated with the family. Feel bad I didn't have a big bash. Probably should have.
Yep. I brought it in like I was 80 years old or, you know.
You brought in like you were 80?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Like I was, I don't know. It was just laid back.
Oh. Well, if I'm 80, I'm having a big party. That's awesome. 80's a great age. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but, so it was rather laid back. And
how does 40 feel? 40 feel the same as 39?
40 feels all right. 40 feels good. I mean, I feel all right about it. Work is still kicking my ass a little bit. And, yeah. You know.
But you know, we've just been chilling out. We're really busy. And we're getting ready to go on vacation again. We're going on vacation. We're going to the beach in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do that. I miss my waves. You know I'm a water girl.
Yeah. And you know what's really odd? When you started off talking, I mean, you were up. But now it's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry. My posture gets worse.
So
as
like
it goes along.
So like when we do the sound check, are you like, this is how I'm going to talk all the time? And then as the show goes, you're just kind of like, yeah, man.
I melt.
I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to kick it back here, away from the mic.
I melt.
Is that how it goes a little
maybe,
bit?
Maybe, but is this better?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I tend to melt. So maybe I should just start melting at the beginning.
Yeah, you should just lay back, relax. I'm ready for you to lay back, relax, and get the levels there and then come in like, okay.
So, we were gifted a HelloFresh box for a week.
Yeah, we were. Well, a week or 3 days. 3 days, right?
Well, a week's worth is 3 days.
Oh, okay.
You could do a 3 day week. So, it was a 3 day, so for three nights.
I wish I worked a 3 day week.
Me too. That would be amazing. But so HelloFresh, for those of you all who don't know, they send you a lot of ingredients and a recipe, mm-hmm. and you just have to make it.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you the dishes that we had, and I'll give you the impressions.
All right, here we go.
We had cold soba and cold soba noodles with mango.
So cold noodles.
We had some kind of steak dish.
It was a flank steak.
Yeah.
Skillet steak and
with a crispy potato salad.
Yep.
And the last one we had was a coconut and macadamia nut crusted tilapia with forbidden rice.
Forbidden rice.
I have no idea why it's called that. And
because it's black rice. That's why.
Yeah, something like that.
Rice.
My first impression is about everything in HelloFresh. It takes more prep than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
With the twins, I tend to like stuff that I can cook and have on the table in 20 minutes. And this is more like 30, 45 minutes, depending on the recipe.
Right, right.
So, you know, I cooked it on days that I would be home. So that helped. Like Thursday, I work from home. I can get it started a little earlier on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So the cold soba noodle salad. The cold soba noodles. Soba noodles, mangoes, cashews. The dressing was really good. It was like this jalapeno, cilantro type relish thing. It was really good. I never thought mangoes would go well with soba noodles. So I was so wrong. It was really good. And I was surprised.
I was too. I'll admit, I was too. So.
Yeah. So then the steak. It was basically steak. And with this shallot sauce, which is basically just onion. Just a little onion.
Shallots.
I know there's probably some differences, but I think it's just a fancy way of saying little onion.
There's a chef named G. Garvin. You heard of him?
Yes.
And he, the way he say shallots.
Shallots.
Go ahead. I'm going to see if I can find it.
So, we had that and crispy potato salad and with tomatoes, cherry tomatoes and balsamic, and it was actually really good. Steak was done well, had a nice sear on it, so that worked out. That one took a little bit more prep than the other ones, I think. And the last night was the macadamia nut and coconut crusted tilapia. Jay, what did you say when I told you what the crust was made up? What was your first reaction?
It was coconuts and...
No, what was your first reaction?
I was like...
coconut. Mm. Yeah, Jason, ugh. But then you ate it and...
It was all right. It was pretty good.
It would have been good for me.
You know what? So, it had coconuts and what?
Macadamia nuts.
The macadamia nuts did a great job of covering the coconut up.
I can still taste coconut a lot.
No, excuse me. It's not the taste of the coconut, really.
It's the texture?
It's the texture.
Well, no, because I pulsed it, babe.
Look at you pulsing.
Anyway, so that's why you couldn't. Anyway, but the recipe said to add chili powder. Too much chili powder for me. Enough for Jay. So it kind of ruined it for me. I was kind of sad. If I made that again, I would definitely not add it on myself. But and the forbidden rice, it's I don't know.
Forbidden rice.
I made it with what? Say it again.
No.
Do it again.
No, it was G. Garvin.
I know. Do it again.
Do what?
Shallots.
Oh no, he wasn't even at the point of saying it.
Oh, thought I heard it. I think it's just called that. It stains. Like, it has a really thick black sauce, almost, it makes. So, I don't know. The pepper rice was okay. I would have been fine having our regular rice, but whatever. But it had lime in it, which I could just squeeze lime in our regular rice and boom.
Oh, yeah.
And
the vegetables were
lime
amazing.
Cilantro, yeah.
All right, so let's see if I can get him to say shallots real quick. You ready?
Hey, I'm G. Garvin, and I got to tell you, one of my favorite recipes is asparagus soup. And I'm going to show you how to make it today. And I can tell you this, super simple. All right? So start with some olive oil. And also make sure that your pan is moderately hot because you want to saute the vegetables and you don't want to have to wait for them. Okay? So a little oil. And I've got some white onion, which I've chopped. You hear the sizzle? If you don't hear the sizzle, you should be starting over. I've got some potatoes, simple Idaho potatoes.
Come on, man.
Peel them and dice them. All right?
Come on, G-Garden.
I've got some celery, also diced. All right?
So what?
Hold on.
And, of course, if you know anything about G-Garden, you know you got to have some shallots. Also diced.
Shallots. He loves shallots, babe. He absolutely loves shallots.
I don't must know. Be
I don't know why.
Really?
He just loves shallots.
Shallots. So, shallots are cool. So, Hogan says we're lagging past 3 minutes on the video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Video's a little messed up at this point, but... Hang with us, guys. We'll
Oh yeah.
We're gonna continue to broadcast even though the video is not our friend. But so lots of good and smart good news. Friend of the show, OMF Brandon, they're gonna close on a house.
Oh, cool. See, congratulations.
So much good news coming in.
News. Congratulations to those guys.
So we had some bad news here in this household.
Oh, I was like, what's going on?
No. So, well, first, let's talk about the good part.
Yeah,
let's talk about... The twins are now... How old are they, babe?
They are 1 year and 4 days old.
Woo! Yay!
They are toddlers now.
They are no longer... I can't call them infants anymore. They're officially toddlers.
They are.
And your birthday was Thursday, mm-hmm. So we wished them happy birthday. They had no idea what we were talking about and all that, but the real... party was on Saturday. We had a very, very small cookout with close family.
Mm-hmm.
It was yummy food. Jay grilled. He didn't use any shallots. He threw down. I do say they actually loved the gifts that Muhogan and Zabi sent. Thank you, yep. Muhogan and Zabi. They're so soft. So, and bonus, they love blankets. So, yep. The more blankets, the better. We have them strewn all over the house because they just play peekaboo all the time with them.
Yep. They'll take them and they just put them on their shoulders. And
yeah, and they'll laugh and they'll giggle and melt my heart. So.
It'll make her leak.
What? No, they don't do that. But, so we ordered a quarter sheet cake from Meijer, you know, for their birthday. I was going to have them smash a little cupcake. But Meijer was so nice, they threw in two little smash cakes for free.
They did.
So the twins, I was like, what would be a pretty color? I was like, chocolate cake with white icing and red border.
Because
that would be just so cute. I think red on white is just a great color. Well, I didn't take into effect what red spread all over somebody's face and hands look like. I'm sure this will be the header picture for the show. But it looked like Zoe and Maya had just eaten a deer heart. And like they look like Khaleesi from Game of Thrones after she ate the horse heart.
But they had clothes on.
Yeah, but they had clothes on.
All right, here we go.
So that's what they looked like.
I'm about to add it to.
So Zoe will be the star of the podcast because her picture was the best. So, they immediately got dunked into a bath because it was just ridiculous. So it was pretty, but I'm glad that I picked red. I didn't foresee that, but I'm glad that I picked red because, we'll have that memory for a long time.
Oh yeah.
So that was a great night. It was a great time with family. I even got to spend time with my sisters that night. We hardly ever get together. I got to hold him. I actually got to hold my nephew this time. I was sick last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually got to hold my nephew, and that was fun. The bad part was Saturday. Zoe woke up. She had like four red dots on her face, on her back. And I was like, what is this? And I was like, man, I hope it's not chicken pox. And you said, what did you say?
But it's not chicken pox.
I was like, okay. The day progressed. She got a couple more. After a nap, she had some more. And then the next morning, it was like they exploded all over her on Sunday. And then I was worried. And Jay was worried.
So, and when your sister came over and she saw her,
she said, oh, that's not chicken pox.
All right.
She said, that's probably bug bites. Yep. So we went crazy trying to find the case of the bugs. We laundered everything, looked everywhere. Jay thought he had bugs all over him, didn't you?
Renee did too.
No.
Yeah, you did. No, you went to bed saying, I feel like stuff is crawling on me.
No, I didn't say that. I must have been dreaming.
Babe, okay, whatever.
That was all you. So, she kept getting more, and it kept getting worse, and I was feeling so helpless. So they had their 1 year appointment today. So we took them in, and as soon as we took her in, the pediatrician was like, oh, that's...
Not
chicken pox. She said something else. I can't remember what she said. Then she looked at the spots on her belly and was like, well, I think it's something else. And I can't remember what that is either because I don't have it up.
Don't worry about it, buddy.
Impetigo.
Sure. Why not?
That's what she said. It was right. Impetigo. Anyway, so she said, well, actually, let me go get... opinion of my partners. Took her in, and one of the older partners said, that's chickenpox immediately. Bam. Yeah. So our pediatrician is so dubious, but because she's not sure what it is, we're going with the diagnosis of
chickenpox
and treating it as such. So but she's not sick. Like, she doesn't have a fever.
Right.
She's not scratching at them. She's playful. So, whatever. We're treating it as chicken pox. My sister said it could be just some pox-related thing, but not necessarily chicken pox. So, whatever. Our girl looks a mess. Poor thing. I do love our babysitter. Our babysitter was not repulsed by her, which was amazing. She picked her up and kissed her and hugged her.
Right.
And that means a lot that she's... That has meant a lot. So, they will not be going to daycare this week. So,
yep. So,
yay.
So, they were in for their 1 year appointment today. And they switched up Maya's vaccination. So, she got the chicken pox virus instead of waiting until the 15th of the 15th month one. So, I guess that's kind of how we're going to find out if it's actual chicken pox. So, don't know where she got it from. Don't know, you know, it's just, you know, we don't go out of our way to, you know, cover a basket up and stuff like that. So, no telling how she got it. So, Zoe has chicken pox. Zoe has chicken pox.
Fallout Shelter came out since we've been here.
Yep.
And this is it's iPhone. It's going to be on Android.
Oh, it's out on Android.
It's out on Android. And it's a mobile game where you manage your own shelter with electricity, food, and water.
And sex.
And I am getting to the point where I'm almost done with it. Because, I don't know. They fixed there was even a cheat you could do to give yourself unlimited lunchboxes, which lunchbox is.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a cheat. It was just a way to get it to work the system.
Right. And, it was a way to work the system. And they fixed that. And I don't know. I have 200 followers, and I'm just like, meh.
She said the thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone away.
Ah. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was fun while it was there. I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't fun.
Okay.
Did you have fun? Or was it always kind of meh to you?
It wasn't meh, but it was, I think, the one thing that I do like about the update, it is less, I have to check it every day. You know, like if I go, all day without checking it, I'm not in too big of a scare about it. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I had my fun and everything. So, I probably won't play it anymore. I'm going to open up the rest of my boxes, though, just to see what
I got.
Yeah,
just see what you got. Yeah. And then, yeah, I think I'm about done. Now my goal is to get all of my followers to have full specials. That'll take me about a couple months.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. Only one I'm doing really is luck because, you know, I switch them out. I think my goal is to try to get everybody to 50. And then I want to see how many people I can send out. Max. I wonder how many people I can send out max. Put them like on some kind of rotation or something else. But, I've been, working on my orc army. Been building my war bikes and battle wagons and trucks and getting them primed. And so I'm reaching back here on my work table. So I've been working on my battle wagon. I gotta put this top on here because I can't just show it. I gotta snap this on just so, you know, Clark won't judge me on my technique. So is it, there we go. So I got my battle wagon. Oh yeah. It's coming for you. You know, if you're watching, you get to see the battle wagon. I have a death roller also from Forge World on this way. So I'll be able to put a death roller right there on the front. Yeah. So I've been working on my Warhammer stuff. I got my bikers together. I have like two more squads of bikers to put together. Have one more truck to put together. And Age of Sigmar came out also.
Age of what?
Age of Sigmar.
I don't know what that is.
It's the new Warhammer.
Oh, the AOS.
I was telling you about
it. I know AOS.
Yeah, AOS.
I've seen people complaining about AOS.
So. Yeah. So that came out. And Clark knows this, or Muhogan knows this. I always wanted to play Dwarves, you know. But AOS came out, and it makes that genre of Warhammer accessible to folks like me, that makes it a little bit easier. And, you know, it's more of a beer and pretzels type game, people say, but it's also complex a little bit. So, I actually have a little dwarf army I'm building as well. So, I'm really excited about that. So, hopefully, you know, we need to talk to, I need to talk with Clark and Nikki. We may be making a trip
to
Tennessee.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be me. Renee's going to meet up with some of her girlfriends.
Yeah. So we'll let people know.
Yeah. So maybe something happens. I might bring Age of Sigmar or we can play some games, Clark. Yeah. That'd be cool. Orc on orc battle. Well, you know, I'll bring everything. Yeah. But anyway, so that's going on there. Just been doing my Warhammer thing. What else has been going on, babe?
Not too much else. Just, I haven't been able to read anything.
Oh. Well,
that's a baby.
That is Zoe. Sorry about that. When is that from? that's when she was, you know.
They're trying to imitate. Yeah. They're imitating now, which is.
I thought it was a picture, and I was getting ready to look at a picture of Zoe.
And.
Yeah. So,
but I was going to say, I have been able to read, but we are almost caught up on our DVR.
Oh yeah,
because we're getting ready for the, because when the new shows come out, we always try some of the new shows.
Yep.
just to see how they are. And we need room in our DVR for that mess. So
I was going to watch Texas Rising. and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to waste my 10 hours because after reading some reviews and stuff like that, they said it started off great, but then it got kind of slow. And then I was really, my main reason for watching it was because I wanted to watch some cowboy stuff. And then I was like, you know what? I'd rather just watch Tombstone. You know, I mean, because it's really one of my favorite cowboy movies. So, but yeah, so, man, it's one of just, I'm just trying to think what else we got going on. So how's your weigh-ins going? How's that going?
Good. I kind of slacked off the past couple weeks.
Well, we've been busy with
I've lost about 15 pounds.
That's good, babe.
Actually, now about 12.
Okay.
Going back up. But that's still, good. Everybody was like, oh, you look good. And it's hard to be like, yeah, I look good. But
you do.
I still have these thunder thighs and ample hips that I need to get rid of.
I got some thunder thighs and some ample hips, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm trying to get rid of mine. And you're trying to get rid of yours. So yeah. Get rid of them together.
Yep.
Hopefully, by the next time we go to Nurtacular, they'll be gone.
I think I'm down about 5.
Nice. That's good. I say down anything is good.
Yeah.
I want to go to Nurtacular in 2016. Probably won't happen. I'm aiming for 2017.
Yeah, we got to figure out some money on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Are you making a throne from Game of Thrones?
I don't know. I'm playing with my sculpting tools.
I'm not enough for you.
You're not enough for me.
Yeah.
What's that from?
No, nothing. I just made it up.
Oh. I'm just playing with my scalpel tools.
I'm your Huckleberry. Oh, yeah. That was in Tombstone.
Yep.
And Death Marquis joined us. Hello. And also Fox Lore.
Oh, what's up, everybody?
So I want to say hi to y'all.
I probably should be paying attention.
That's all right. I'm paying attention for y'all. So, yeah, I'm here for you guys. Just always remember that.
Yeah, so we just really want to catch up with everyone.
Yeah, just catch up with everybody. It's going to be a short show. We just want to say hi to everybody. And yep. Hopefully we'll get back on the actual wagon in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so in a couple weeks, I'm trying to remember, babe, if we're leaving Monday or if we're leaving Tuesday for my nerd.
I thought we were leaving Tuesday.
Did I take Monday off?
Yes, but I thought we were leaving. We said we were leaving Tuesday.
Well, I think we took Monday just in case.
Okay.
Right? So, we don't know.
Well, maybe we can podcast early or something.
Yeah, we can podcast early or something.
Twins will be here playing. Maybe we can set them up playing and they'll just be making a lot of noise while we podcast. I'm sure people will love that.
Yeah. and if we did something and we record the video and put it on YouTube, you know, I would assume folks will watch it. You know, so... All right, let me go ahead and fade this out here, and let's talk about getting out of here.
All right, you know, I guess I should give you the proper.
Oh no! So if you want to email us, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. If you want to see our blog, go to valentinecast.com. If you want to tweet us, you can do so at twitter.com. Just go to twitter.com. Or just go add us at valentinecast. You know what I'm saying? If you want to watch our movies or Facebook.
Yep. Facebook.com/valentinecast.
Yep.
YouTube is youtube.com/valentinecast. If you have a number, you can actually call us and leave a message.
It's 415-758-2278,
which is also 415-75-VCAST.
VCAST!
So you can tweet us at also the cowboy, THETAOBOY, that's Jay. And I'm THECICEFLOW, the ice flow.
The ice flow!
Yeah, it's awesome getting caught up with everybody.
Yeah, it was great. Everyone in the Valent Tavern, man.
We're so glad to have you all.
You guys are amazing. Absolutely amazing. Sorry that this show was not like, you know, all put together. But we felt like that we wanted to just catch up with everyone, see how everyone was doing, and just, you know, do a thing. You know what I'm saying? So we have some birthdays coming up. You know, tomorrow is Jocelyn's birthday, Greg Skinner's birthday, Amy Frost on the 15th, David Michaels on the 16th, Scott Johnson and Kathy Warner on the 17th. And then we also start falling into your twin sisters as well.
I know.
As Udella's birthday.
And then my older sister's birthday. Yep. So many birthdays.
So many birthdays that are coming up that are amazing. Kendra's birthday on the 23rd. I mean, it's just so crazy. Diddy's birthday on the 24th. Oh, my goodness. And then we got Mashup Man coming in town. It's just going to be craziness going on around here. And we also have Def Mark. His birthday is coming up on the 27th. Man, just so many birthdays and so much awesome. Mashup Man's birthday is on the 30th. Oh, man. That is craziness and amazingness. So, everyone have a great week and a half or two. And we'll see you on Facebook or Twitter. And don't hesitate to create.
Don't hesitate to create?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's to create weird. Something. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see you guys next show.
Oh, and that little tune was from An American Tale. All right. Night, everybody.
Night. Peace.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.